Hey everybody, we're here at Warwick High School, and we're with Thane Kale. Thane's a senior captain on the Elko boys soccer team, and Elko just lost a tough one. I'm not sure how much tougher it could have been. Thane, just put into words a little bit for me, like how tough was it? How tough is it right now? Just your thoughts and your emotions.
Honestly, it couldn't have went any worse. Coming down to pens and not being able to put three in. Myself included, I couldn't put a ball in the back of the net, and we should keep our heads up high. I know it sucks, and we're going to keep this feeling, but we can't let it linger, and we got to look forward till next week to playing districts at whoever we're playing.
Yeah, so you guys were the game was tied at the end of regulation and went down to penalty kicks for the Lancaster Lebanon Championship, and they outscored you guys 3-2. Tell me, like what's the strategy with penalty kicks? What are you trying to do with the whole thing?
For me, I pick a side and I stick with it. Honestly, I think the Mully had a little bit of read on me. I played with him in club, so who knows? Maybe he remembered, but
yeah,
I always pick a side.
Yeah. So did the better team win tonight?
I don't think so. I mean, we were very tight, and I think we had equal chances. I'm obviously biased towards us, but I feel like we deserved it more. We've been wanting this more. We went from 3-18 to 2-16 to 10-7 to 15-2-1 this season, and really it would have been a sweeter ending, but who knows, this will be the fire that strikes everything up going on.
Yeah, that was good, man. Hey, tell me, like, what went on, like, in regulation and overtime? I mean, how tight was it? I mean, it was I thought it was, you know, just kind of back and forth. What kind of game was it?
It was a very tight-knit, very, very end-to-end, I noticed a lot. We had chances, and then immediately they would fly right back down the field. We'd make a stop, and then it would come back this way, and then we would stay on one end. It was just back-and-forth game the whole time. It really didn't – no team really dominated through the full 80.
It feels a little bit unfair on this side of it. I'm not sure what the – I don't know how else do you decide a championship like this, you know. I mean, you got to decide it someplace. You know, we went through, you know, whatever, 90 minutes, 100 minutes, or whatever it was. Is this the best way to end these things?
I think it's the right way. You got to get a winner. And honestly, we want to win, but it sucks the way – either way, it would have been – we would be in their shoes and we would be celebrating and everything, but just the way the cookie crumbles, and it's how it's been, and who am I to change it?
No, I understand totally. Hey, tell me like just your thoughts coming into this game, and you know, you're kind of riding here on the bus or whatever, you know, what was going through your head? Like, what were you thinking about this game?
I was really thinking about just staying calm and being present and in the moment, and really just taking every touch and every step at a time and not really thinking too far ahead.
Hey, you guys are up 2-1 for a lot of the game. You guys had the lead for a good portion. I think they scored with like a minute left in regulation. What do you remember about that goal?
Really just seemed like a ball bouncing around, and we got on the end of it. Camp found a way to get his head on it, and yeah, it just couldn't have worked out better.
Yeah, you mentioned this before. You referenced this before. How good of a season? I think you say 15-2-1, and yeah. You know, I think this is probably just even more of a tie than a loss. But yeah. just how's the season going for you guys?
It's going well. We had ups and downs, but we really turned it around. The losses that we had, we picked our heads up and we moved forward. And honestly, this is a really bad like feeling loss, but nothing to hang our heads about. Just got to bounce back like we have. We battle through adversity every game. I think it was like 6 overtimes. So this is the overtime we went – first overtime we went through and then had to finish on pens.
But. Yeah. Hey, one more question. I appreciate you spending the time with me. You're very gracious to do that. You guys have districts coming up. That's still out there for you guys. I think you're going to make a lot of noise in that tournament too. But tell me, Thane, like – what when I say Elko soccer, Elko tradition, Elko soccer tradition, what does that mean to you? What does that – explain that to me.
It's a heritage. We have guys that are alumni from the team that are seeing us again, and we have stuff that's picking up, and we're making noise. And really the tradition at Elko is winning. Back in the 19s, 1900s and early 2000s, we were winning, went through a drought, and now Cascarino and Miller and Marquette are all able to bring that back, and we're able to really bring back the tradition to win and battle to the final minute, which I think we did here tonight.
I think you did a great job under less than ideal circumstances, so just congratulations on that, and just keep it going.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.